If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
WGN, thanks for joining us. David Hochberg's in the studio coughing and hacking because he said he's getting over a cold. And also predicting that Mike Tyson
will eliminate
Jake Paul. And to everyone saying, Lisa, how can you support a convicted rapist? I'm not supporting him. I don't have to pay for anything to see him on Netflix.
Making an observation of Jake Paul's pending death.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. I like this. Somebody is already assuming what you're going to say. I think Hochberg's issue is not million-dollar homes. The issue is with million-dollar properties. There's a plethora of four-unit-plus rental properties in the city, most of which are valued at over $1 million.
My main problem is, and I heard the conversation with John and Steve and you during the cross, my main problem is that the city has $52 million, okay, allocated to them by the federal government, and they've only used $7.8 million, okay? They've only used $7.8 million.
To address homelessness?
Of the American Rescue Plan Act, okay? They were allotted $52 million. We've only used $7.8. So why are we changing a proven real estate tax transfer program that has been in place for decades and give it to a mayor, which John is right. I agree. He ran on this, but Paul Vallis ran for mayor as well. And people might have voted for Brandon Johnson.
That would be Brandon.
Brandon Johnson as a vote against Vallis. Maybe they didn't agree with everything that Paul Vallis wanted, and that was their off vote for Paul, okay, because they wanted Mayor Johnson or candidate Johnson. Doesn't mean that candidate Johnson wanted all of these things that we should just now roll over and say, well, this is what he ran on, and we should accept it, right? I don't believe in that, okay? All I know is why are we going to blow up a real estate transfer tax program that has been effective for decades when the current administration has not proven that they could solve the homeless problem with the money that they're currently not using from the federal government?
How are they going to blow it up, David?
How are they going to blow what up, Steve?
The transfer tax system that's worked for decades.
You're going to change the transfer tax or modify it.
Change the amount.
Okay, you're going to modify a program that's been effective when the mayor hasn't proven that he's able to use the funds that he's been allocated to solve a problem. He's got over $40 million sitting there, Steve, that he hasn't put into play yet. Why don't we let the mayor and his administration use the $40+ million and show us how effective they are with the $40 million that they haven't used before altering anything? That's all I'm saying. And yes, it is going to impact real estate prices. And everybody says it's not, it's full of garbage. It will.
Well, the issue is if you have a four flat or you have a brownstone, you're going to raise your rents.
It's not even 100%.
So people who are renting will eventually be paying that price.
Well wait a minute now. That's when the building is sold, right?
The cost of acquisition.
Okay. So how many apartment buildings are being sold right now? I mean, just because I live in a four flat doesn't mean my landlord, if she's honest with me or he's honest with me, is going to be paying more. It would raise my rent. She would have to sell the building. The new buyer would have to pass on then that money in the new rent.
I'm not a big believer of that argument, Steve. Okay. That's not my argument. My argument is this.
But David, respond to it, because that's the argument being used and people are reacting to.
Okay, here's my counter argument to that. Those selling the homes that are above $1.1 million are going to lose equity. They're going to lose value in their home because the buyer is going to be like, it's now going to cost, I wrote it down here, a $2 million property, okay, right now costs $15,000 in a transfer tax, Steve, to acquire it. That number's going up to $31 million.
No, not $31 million.
$31,000. I'm sorry. It's going up $16,000. A $3 million property, now the transfer tax is $22,500. A lot of money. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Okay? That number's going up to $61,000.
And you know why you're riled up about this? Because you know that will only affect 94% of people in Chicago.
It's not that.
Well, only 6%. So 94% will get a discount, and they're going to vote for it.
It's not that. Those people that own in the city of Chicago today at $600,000, this is when they change things, they change it. And then you can't change it back, right? Okay? So that $700,000 property today might be worth $1.5 million 8 to 9 years from now, or maybe 10 years from now. Okay? And so those people that are voting no today, if you're going to be in that house in 10 years, you're going to get your absolute head handed to you. I'd like to say something else, but it's WGN and I'll keep it polite. All right. So if you're buying a $3 million property, you just lost over $30,000, $45,000 extra in taxes. Okay. Where do you think $39,000 extra, where do you think it's going to come from? They're going to reduce the purchase price in order to offset that transfer tax. So if you own a piece of property, you're going to get killed. My whole point is homelessness is horrible. Right, I don't want to be the guy in the suburb who's all the homelessness is horrible. Okay, we've got a huge problem here in the city, in the suburbs, and throughout the United States of America. It's a terrible problem that we have. The mayor and his administration, and Toni Preckwinkle and her band of administrators over there, have done nothing to solve the problem with the millions of dollars they have.
Anybody got a lisinopril?
What, I don't even know what that is. Well,
that's a blood pressure
I'll
medicine.
I'll take two of them. So here's what it is. I was on the treadmill this morning, okay? And all of a sudden, an ad came on. And I'm just like, why are these ads coming on? I thought this was dead. Okay, then I look on my phone, and a judge overturned it. I missed it when it happened. So I see this actress who's acting like a teacher. I see this Hispanic guy acting as a mechanic. I see this white iron worker type guy that they got dressed up as an iron worker who's an actor with a neck tattoo, saying how great this is going to be. And two people on a bed who are actors saying, we were homeless. We're not homeless anymore. Okay, they're all actors. Okay, so here's my shout out. Breaking news. If you buy a home, I'm going to help everybody in the city of Chicago in the 606 zip code.
What's the name of that pill, Lisa? Could you send me one?
You can turn your mic off. You can turn your air. You can take off. Okay,
listen,
so here,
Spartacus.
Listen, I'm gonna. Breaking news. Okay, in order to help the great people of Chicago save this $1.50 for every $1,000 of the purchase price, because we're talking about $150 a month for every $150 for every $100,000 of the purchase price.
Right.
As long as you're buying a home, and Team Hochberg does your loan. And the loan amounts, at least, I need something there, right? And I'm not going to let somebody buy a $700,000 home, and then I'm going to give you a $1.50 cost of credit here, right? I need a loan amount. So you buy a home, and you put down at least 30%, we'll say 40% down payment, right? 60 loan to value. I will cover the Chicago transfer tax, that $1.50 that the mayor wants to give you as a guffaw in order to get you to vote yes for this, to vote no. Until they show
you
us.
You can't buy votes like
I'm
that.
I'm not buying votes.
The
I'm
hell
not,
you are.
I'm not running for anything. I am not running for anything.
Two things.
I am a more licensed mortgage professional. I'm offering to help the city of Chicago residents out there save money, because that's what this program is designed to do.
I don't really know personally. I don't live in the city. I don't know how I would vote for this, so it sounds like I'm just arguing.
You'd vote yes.
I don't know.
You'd vote yes.
I'd look into it more, but the people who are against it hire actors for their commercials too. I don't think that should be a damning factor, right? And
I'm speaking to the people.
Okay. All right.
I've got an actor. I've got actors saying on these commercials, okay, oh, yeah, this is great. I'm going to save money when I buy a home. You're not saving money. You're not even from Chicago. You got a neck tattoo. They threw a hard hat on you. And they say you're a construction worker.
Business.
Okay.
This is bad for real estate.
I got it. Okay. But you know what time it is. It is 2:29.
Blow through the news. I'm telling you right now, this is important.
Just sit there, and I'll give you a couple more minutes to answer some questions. Steve's news is next.
Lisa Dent, WGN.
You know, some people love you and some people hate you.
Right. Not including my wife and kids.
David Hochberg, Team Hochberg, you know him from Home Sweet Home Chicago. If you just got in the car and you're like, what? Wait, what's going on? Why would you intro somebody like that? Well, because he's reading the text messages as I am. It's all about Bring Chicago Home, the referendum that is on the ballot. It has been ruled that the votes will be counted at this point, and it's something that Mayor Johnson ran on and stands by, and it's going to increase the tax, the transfer tax on homes in excess of $1.5 million there on up. Let me read you a few text messages, David.
Bring it.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm a 57-year-old Chicago lifer. I've never seen this city without homeless people. The problem is lack of mental health services. Hey, Lisa, another person, regarding Bring Chicago Home referendum, if this gets passed in Chicago, it's probably coming for the rest of Cook County also in the future, because the way Chicago goes is the way Cook County goes. And a third texter, every rental property that's sold has the new owner raising the rent when it becomes possible. My former next door neighbor jacked up his rent every year, never kept a tenant for more than a one lease term. What an idiot he was. He also micromanaged, which drove out occupants. I was so happy when he sold and moved, but you know, it will have impact on everyone.
Yes, it will.
So what?
I'm not behind that. Again, I'm not behind what Steve mentioned earlier in the argument that you had stated that, you know, it's going to hurt landlords. If you're buying the home, it's going to hurt the seller of the home. Okay, because you're selling the home and the buyer's going to have to pay more. The buyer's going to come to you and either offer you less or ask you for a closing cost credit to offset the increase in the transfer tax. And my whole point is, once again, the texture is 100% right. If this goes down in the city, don't think Toni Preckwinkle and her band of thieves at the county, right? What have they done with the hundreds of millions of dollars while she's been in power to fix the homeless crisis, right? With the money that she's already had while she's been the queen of Cook County, the president of Cook County. What has she done to stop homelessness? And why give her and her Cook County commissioners one penny more when they've proven they haven't been able to solve the problem?
Sherry thinks I'm contentious with you. I'm not contentious with you.
We love each other.
Yes.
No, you're not contentious with me. We're friends.
I don't know.
We can respectfully disagree.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm telling you that money is not going to be used wisely.
100%. I'm respectfully disagreeing with Steve, like I do 95% of the time, in a fun, loving way, right? He's got his position. I have mine. I respect his decision. It's not like I'm going in and we're going to come to fisticuffs over it.
Okay. But about when we went to break, David's like, what do you mean I'm buying votes? Because I thought you were only going to make that. Okay. Yes. What you can't do. So tell him what
I'm
the offer is.
I'm not buying votes. If this whole push, according to these actors who are making believe they live in Chicago, okay, is this. If this is a big push to save people money on the transfer tax, you're buying a home in Chicago. Okay, it's $1.50 for every it's $150 for every $100,000 you buy.
Right.
If you buy a home in Chicago in the 606 zip code and you're so concerned about that $1.50, right? It's money. I get it. And you come to Team Hochberg to buy a home. If you vote yes or no, I will issue you a closing cost credit of $150 for every $100,000 as long as you're taking out a loan amount at 60 loan to value or greater. You have to have some skin in the game. Okay, so that's it, right?
Yeah.
I just completely eliminated this whole farce about how all of the 94% of the people are going to be saving money. They're jamming it to the commercial real estate owners. And I'll tell you what, there are small and medium-sized businesses that are run by families that have owned property in the city of Chicago, Lisa, for decades. They bought the property maybe for $150,000 30 years ago, and now it's worth $5 million just because of appreciation. And those families, when they go to sell it, are going to get absolutely destroyed and lose equity because of this tax. Okay, so don't look at the big, deep pocket corporate people. This is for families that own buildings in the city of Chicago. I've spoken to these business owners. Right, I've got buildings in Chicago. I told my partners I want out. I don't want anything to do with the city of Chicago anymore. Everything with the 606 zip code that we could sell. He's like, well, if you wait another year, you could probably make a little more money with the. I'm like, I want out. get me out of the city of Chicago. So I'm in the process of selling, I think, two or three buildings I'm in a partnership with, because I don't want to have anything to do with this tax and this administration and the leadership
but
with Cook County.
You have to take into consideration that none of this is going to come to fruition.
I cannot sleep easy on that with these people that are currently in power and the principles that they live by. Okay, and that they're running the city with the current leadership at the county and in the mayor's office. I have no confidence in it. I have zero confidence. And as a business owner and an investor in a building in Chicago and buildings in Chicago, I'm getting out, and I'm not the only guy. And the only reason my voice cracked, because I'm still getting over a cold and it's in my lungs. I'm not going through puberty again. Those were great years. I'm just saying that I'm getting out. And again, it goes back to, the mayor's got $44 million of unused government funds. Show us what you could do with it, Mayor. Show us that the $44 million that you're not being used right now, that you're not using, can be implemented in an effective way to help the homeless, because God knows we need it and they need it.
Maybe he lost that in building the tents for the immigrants that never came to fruition.
Maybe.
Maybe.
That's another problem.
All right. And before I let you go, David started out this conversation acknowledging that, yes, there is an issue in
100%.
This town.
It's terrible.
And it is terrible. And we have empathy for the mentally ill, the vets, the people who are on the streets.
I'm going to start taking the yellow line in, because the construction starting next Tuesday for my shows on Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, so I go to the Swift, I take the Swift to the Red Line. Red Line, I get off at Grand or wherever I get off, and I walk in. It's a homeless shelter on these trains. It's sad. It smells like urine. It's disgusting. It's horrible. I went out to O'Hare. I took the Blue Line out to O'Hare because I had to go to New York for my, for an anniversary party and birthday party for my aunt and uncle. I had to leave the show early one day. I took the Blue Line out there. There's a homeless guy that's sleeping across five chairs. He's got the whole section. Gets up, walks in between the train. It's 30 degrees outside. The trains are rocking and rolling, relieving themselves on the track. This guy could fall off and kill himself.
I know.
Okay? I'm not making light of it. It's horrible. Do something, Mayor, with the people that are living on the L trains right now, right? Take care of them like you're taking care of the migrants coming in, and put some of that money to use, and let's prove yourself that you know what you're doing before you change a decades-long transfer tax program that's effective and works. Show us what you could do with the money before you start asking for more money.
Okay, go home. Give us some rest.
I was just saying, give us the next 30 seconds without waving your arms.
Well, can't.
You know what? If you've got a kid with marginal quarterback skills, you know, you could be like Mitch Trubisky. He just signed with the Bills, I'm reading here.
The conversation will continue Saturday morning at 10 on Home Sweet Home Chicago, right?
Yeah, yes, it will. Okay. We have Sarah Leonard coming in, Julie Gumina. We've got the guy from NetNell coming in, our solar panel guy, and Megapro's Jeremy, Megapro's Home Improvement.
Only Hochberg could go from a tax talk to the smell of a CTA car and Mitch Trubisky.
Mary's got to check on
Thanks
weather and traffic.
Me.